the realization that marriage is essential not only for their own individual growth, but also as an undertaking that has much greater consequences than the economic and social conveniences. People try to go through this stage of primary integration and eventually try to reach to the second stage. Now, we would talk a little bit later of what is the essential ingredient to move from one stage to another stage. But all marriages go through this stage, and if the couple do not try to move from this stage to the next, then they are going to repeat their faults in this marriage. They are going to repeat their difficulties. It becomes a circular type of a relationship. They go around the circle over and over and over, make the same mistakes, or their lives becomes rigid. There is no creativity in it. There is no movement in it. There is no challenge in it. There is no life in it. Or it is chaotic, and it just continues that process. However, if the couple are aware of the process of growth of their marriage, then they move from the primary integration to the second phase, which is the phase of individuation or separation. This is the phase of individuation or separation. Now, this is a frightening phase on the one hand, an exciting phase on the other hand. Let's go back to the analogy of the fertilized egg. At the beginning, the fertilized egg simply starts dividing and multiplying. It becomes so many cells that are basically the same. But there comes a crucial time in the life of the growth of this fetus that the cells have to specialize. And some cells are going to establish the nervous system. Other cells are going to establish the digestive systems. Others are going to become eyes. Others are going to become legs, and so forth. They differentiate from one another. And through this differentiation, then they allow a much more complex, much more sophisticated, much more complete being come into existence. Now, this process of individuation is essential if that mass of the cells is to change into a human being. Likewise, this process of individuation and separation is essential if this enormous lovey-dovey beginning of a marriage, which is full of confusion and hope, fear and certitude, anger and love, and so forth, if that mass is going to eventually take shape into a much more complete and sophisticated organism, social organism. Therefore, the phase of individuation starts. The husband becomes preoccupied with his own development. He becomes involved more and more with his work outside. He becomes involved with many, many things that are primarily involved with his own education, with his social progress, and so forth. Likewise, the woman at this stage in a healthy marriage goes the same process, becomes involved with her own development, with her own growth, with her own establishing her own identity. And as they do that, or if one does and the other one doesn't do, what happens is that while one is growing, if the other one doesn't grow, then discrepancy takes place, the time that they spend in the marriage gets less and less. Or even if they both grow, the same process takes place. And at this stage, the couple think and feel that they are growing apart. They are afraid that the relationship is deteriorating. They are afraid that that initial love that they had, that they had fallen into, is totally gone. And here is where the anxieties comes in. Here is when the couple, they say, the other person doesn't love me. What happened to our initial love? What happened to our candles? What happened to our roses? What happened to the poetry that we had? Where it has gone? And many couples at this stage decide that their marriage is dead. And there is no love in it. And they grow apart. Here is where really the teachings of, for example, the Baha'i faith, of marriage being an eternal union, becomes so important. Because by that concept that this is an eternal union, by that concept that we allow our marriage to grow not according to our own wills, but according to the will of God, by that process, we do not allow ourselves to get overwhelmed with this process of individuation that is taking place. Rather, we would help one another to move out of this stage to the next stage that has to come. Many of the contemporary marriages break down here. Many of them. Now the third stage is the stage of secondary integration. Stage of secondary integration follows this stage. In this stage, gradually the husband and the wife have been able to establish their own identity, their own being, who they are and what they are. They are beginning to feel more comfortable about themselves and each other. And consequently, they are not afraid of again getting intimate and close with one another and establish a relationship that is profoundly meaningful to them. At this stage, then, while both have grown, then they also give much more to their marriage. Consequently, you have a much more mature wife and a much mature husband and much more strong and grown marriage at work. It is at this stage that this kind of a marriage becomes a capable of giving life, of growing children that are totally healthy and alive and full of life themselves. Now, this process need not to take a very long time, or would take a very long time, depending on how the individuals relate to one another and how aware they are in these about these processes. Here, therefore, I'd like to talk briefly about the essential ingredients of the relationship of the communication in marriage in order to allow it to move from the primary integration phase to the secondary integration phase. There are two fundamental ingredients needed here. One is love, and other one I'll let you to wonder about for a moment. Now, I cannot go into very long details of definition of the love, and I would go very fast over them. First of all, love, like any other human quality, is developmental in its nature. In other words, two individuals can have a love that manifests itself at a very primitive childlike level or as a very mature type of a relationship. Basically, we can identify four stages in development and growth of love. The stage one is one directional love. This kind of love is self-centered. This is the stage that lovers in the marriage thinks that by giving love, he or she is establishing himself as really an important big person. And if he or she receives loves, it means that he is weak and he is not the macho that he should be and all of those kind of things. Or the other person feels that only and only can receive love. And therefore, as long as you take care of that person and cook for him and all of these, he's fully happy. One day he comes home and his socks are not matched and he just suddenly blows up and goes all over. What happens in this place is that we are talking about the individuals who either can give love or receive love. But in either case, either giving or receiving, it is for the purpose of establishing their own identity. That the person who receives love, he says, I am important because I am receiving love. And the person who gives love says, I am important because I am giving love. It's nothing to do with other individual. You can give them a doll and they would do the same thing. It doesn't matter who is involved because they are primarily preoccupied with themselves. This is the stage that also the child is in. The child shows his love to his parents by receiving love. Okay? At that level, it is healthy. At the level of marriage, it should move very soon and very fast to the next stage. And the next stage of love is the competitive love. This is the place that lovers compete with one another, who loves who most, and who loves who the least. Okay? And they show it to each other in many ways. They show it in each other in giving gifts. They eventually go bankrupt because one gives one gift and the other one gives two and three and four and suddenly they find themselves going in that. Or they don't give each other. You know, the husband receives one gift and says, well, what is this? It doesn't mean that she loves me much. So on her birthday, he wouldn't give her anything, just give him a card. And then she forgets his birthday and he just goes downhill like that. But what is happening here is that the couples are involved in the second stage of love, which is the competitive love. This is the all or nothing type of love. This is a stage that lovers love each other to death. This is the Romeo and Juliet type of a love. Because they are trying to compete of who loves who the most. Then we move from this stage to the third stage of love. Now, before we go that, one point has to be made here, that the human society is an adolescent society. And therefore, the love stories of the adolescent society are going to be in accordance to the level of growth. That's the reason that most of the love stories of society, if you think about them, most love stories either describe this kind of love or this type of love. The Romeo Juliet is a prototype of an adolescent type of love. The lovers literally love each other to death. Okay? At this level, the Shirin and Farhad of the Persian literature is a prototype of it. Shirin is this princess sitting there, beautiful, and one day this young man walking by, and he's a stone cutter, looks at the beauty of Shirin and falls in love, literally, and goes to the king and says, "Can I marry you, the princess Shirin?" He says, "Sure. You go and move that mountain from there to there, and she's yours." So poor Farhad goes and starts taking, cutting the one rock and moving it from there to there, and two and three, and hot summers and cold winters. In the meanwhile, Shirin gets married, have her life, has cool drinks and the whole thing. And as far as we know, still Farhad is trying to move the mountain. Okay? It's a one-directional love. The third stage of love is what I call cooperative type of love. This is a sharing type of love. This is a give and take type of love. This is the highest level of love that a marriage reaches. Because marriage involves two individuals. And therefore they have to be involved in this type of love relationship. This is the level that humanity is approaching now to be capable of loving. This is the level in which humanity, Baha'u'llah says, "Love me, so I may love thee. If thou lovest me not, in no wise my love can reach thee." This is the level that for the first time God is calling upon man at a very higher level and says, "Look, take the responsibility. Up to this point, I said, I love you, you're a good boy. But now, take the responsibility of act of love coming from yourselves, from your side, as well as from mine." This is the greatest honor that has been bestowed upon mankind. And with that honor bestowed upon mankind, marriages have to move out of the other kinds of love that so far has existed to this kind of love. In the world today, majority of the marriages either have one directional love or they have competitive type of love. Now, gradually we have to move to this next stage. And of course, the final stage of this love, the individual being able to give love, is the unconditional love. As I said, the unconditional love, of course, doesn't belong to the relationship. I think I have much more time. I'm sorry, we started late. We started 20 after, and I intend to go to until 20 after. Okay. Well, I want to finish my theme, even if there is no time for question. That's fine with me. Okay, I really like to do that because it wouldn't be right to stop here. Okay, so. Unconditional love, therefore, would be a love that manifests itself, for example, the way that the sun loves and gives its rays. The sun shines upon all, and it doesn't say, "Well, that one is thorn, I wouldn't shine on it, and this one is rose, and I would shine on it." It wouldn't do that. It would shine over all. That kind of relationship, that kind of love relationship, is something that we have to aspire at all levels. But in the context of the marriage, it is the cooperative type of love that is essential. In the context of human relationships, that's necessary. Okay, having said very briefly about different stages of love, we have to see how love manifests itself in the marriage. Of course, in the marriage, it goes through all of those stages. But even something more is important here. And what is important here is that we have to see how people